We are in Tivot Shalom. Coming up in just 2 days is the holiday of Tu Be'av. If you take a look all the way in the back of Nitzivot Shalom on Devarim, so it has Likrat Hayamim HaNoraim, it has one piece on Tu Be'av, a few pieces on Elul, so B'zach Shem, we're going to take a look together at the piece that Nitzivot Shalom has on Tu Be'av. It's on page Reish Lamed, in the back of Sefer Devarim. Amru Chazal. Chazal say in Masechet Tanit, where it talks about Tu Be'av, this very mysterious, wonderful, but difficult to understand day of Tu Be'av, the sugiyot there in the end of Masechet Tanit. Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael kechamisha asar Be'av uchiyom haKippurim. Says the Gemara, it's amazing what Chazal say, that there were no days, there were no Yamim Tovim for Klal Yisrael, like the 15th of Av, like Tu Be'av, and like Yom Kippur. It puts the two of them on the same, in the same plane, like Tu Be'av and Yom Kippur. Shebehem benot Yerushalayim, yotzot bechle lavan, sheulin v'chule, v'cholot bekramim, umaha yomrot v'chule, that the women of Klal Yisrael would go out, and they would go dance in white, in borrowed white clothing, and they would dance in the vineyards. Umaha yomrot, and what would they say? Bachor, sana inecho re'e v'chule, and they would say, each one on their level, you can look at the sugyot there, look at the beauty, if they didn't have beauty, look at the lineage, v'chule, they would go out, and they would make shiduchim on Tu Be'av. Umashma she'ilu heim hayamim agvohim biyoter shelo hayu liYisrael yamim tovim kmotam. Very simply, black on white, Chazal say that there were no yamim tovim for Yisrael like Yom Kippur and Tu Be'av. The eat also the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bishlam Yom Kippur Mishum the eat based licha mechila v'yom shinta balucha rochonon." He says, "Yom Kippur, I understand." Which halavai for many of us, we understood the greatness and the joy of Yom Kippur. Most of us have a very broken view of Yom Kippur. But let's go with the Gemara's understanding, and automatically link into the Gemara's understanding of Yom Kippur, which is, I understand Yom Kippur is an amazing day, is a wonderful day. There's no greater day than Yom Kippur because we get slicha and mechila, we're forgiven for all of our sins, and we get the luchot achronot, we're given the second luchot on Yom Kippur. It's an amazing and wonderful day. Ela Tu Be'av, Maihi, what's so special about Tu Be'av? Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Yom Shehutru Hashvatim Lavo Zebaze. So there's five or so different reasons given here in the Gemara. One of them is that the Shvatim, that at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, those of you who were in the other WhatsApp chat, we talked about this in that WhatsApp at the end of Sefer Bamidbar and Parshat Maaseh, that the Shvatim weren't allowed to marry into one another at the very end of Sefer Bamidbar. And the day where they were reallowed to marry into each other, where a person from one Shevet could marry somebody from another Shevet, that was Tu Be'av. Rav Yosef Amar, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lavo B'Kahal, that it was the day that Shevet Binyamin, after the horrible incident at the end of Sefer Shoftim, Pilegesh Begiv, I believe, is after that they were following that negative incident, they were allowed to come back into Klal Yisrael. V'ra'ui leva'er ma shamashma'ut hamiyuchedet v'gadol inyano shel Tu Be'av v'ad she'akimo yom ha'kippurim. He doesn't even give all the reasons here. Again, worth taking a look at that truly, it's a daf or an amud of Gemara inside. But in any event, the Gemara lists a whole bunch of more reasons there, but the Nitzivot Shalom says very simply, we have to understand what's unique and what's so great about this day of Tu Be'av to the point that it's equal to Yom Kippur. And what is this whole concept of the women going out and dancing in white in the vineyards? There's the whole concept that the whole honor of a Jewish woman is internal. That they're not meant to go out. They're not meant to go out and publicly display themselves in such a parrot's way. Meaning whether or not how we feel about that, Bismanazah, how each person individually feels about that, we certainly can understand that from a Torah vantage point, we wouldn't expect the Torah to promote women getting all dressed up, running and singing and dancing in front of all the men to try to woo men in order to marry them. That's not how we imagine things in terms of the shidduch dating system from back in the day. It's a very odd concept. It seems to be very antithetical to certainly the way things were, and perhaps the way things should be, but certainly the way that things were. What's this concept of the women going out and getting dressing up in again, these borrowed white clothing and going out into the vineyards and dancing? And somehow getting and bringing about shidduchim in this way is a very, very odd thing. Especially with this concept of kol kvodah bat melech penimah, this concept that the princess, the daughter of the king, the kavod is all internal. Umama kom lezeh bebet yamim tovim elu hayamim agvim botir. What are they doing in general with this? What's this concept in general? And kal v'chomer, what's this concept doing on Yom Kippur and Tu Be'av? Of all places to put them, what's this concept connected to these 2 days? Shelo ayu l'Yisrael kemotam, these days where there's no other day like them. Uma ba'u chazal rameiz bazeh, what is chazal coming to hint through this? Uvehemshech ha-mishnah itasham, and in the continuation of the Mishnah it says, v'chein hu omer, and it says in Shir HaShirim, tse'ena ura'ena, top of the next column, tse'ena ura'ena b'not Zion, b'melech shlomo, b'atara she'itra lo'imo, b'yom chatunato, u'v'yom simchat libo. So the Mishnah quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says, go out and see daughters of Zion, the king Shlomo, with the crown that his mother gave him on the day of his wedding, on the day of the joy of his heart. What is this mysterious day of his wedding and day of the joy of his heart? So Chazal or Dorish, they understand this pasuk to mean uvayom simchat libo, v'yom chatunato, the day of the wedding is ze matan Torah, the day of the wedding is matan Torah, uvayom simchat libo ze binyan beit hamikdash, and the day of the joy of the heart is the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, is the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Umashma she'ayrei kan bivchinat zivug elyon bin kudsha brichu liYisrael, and this is clearly indicating to the deep connection, the unification between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kipirush Chazal da Melech Shlomo ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Melech Shlomo is hinting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelech Shalom Shabbat, the king of all shalom, the perfect king, the complete king, is hinting to Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Atara She'itra Lo Imo, and the crown that he's crowned. Zokeneset Yisrael, we're the crown of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Uma Kesher Bin Aninim Ramim Ha'elu Le'inyan Benot Yishlaim Yotzot. What is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael unifying together have to do with the women going out and dancing in the vineyards? V'chein Tzarich Be'or. Hechan Merumaz B'Pasuk Zeh Al Chamisha Sarav. How is this pasuk in any way hinting to Tu Ba'av? Bishlama Yom HaKippurim Hu Yom HaMatan Torah Shelechot Shniot. So we said Yom Chatunato Zeh Matan Torah. The day of the wedding is Matan Torah. And so you can at least squeeze out that Yom Kippur is the day of Matan Torah because it's the day we got the second set of Luchot. So we were given the second Luchot. That's an aspect of Matan Torah on Yom Kippur. And this was when they had the Chanukat of the Beit HaMikdash in the time of Shlomo Melech. What is either of these have to do with Tu B'Av? Nothing. It seems to be nothing you're doing with Tu B'Av. The implication of the Mishnah is that both days are hinted to in this Pasuk. So, we're a little bit quicker. Those are our questions. Let's try to understand what Tu B'Av is a little bit about. We're in the beginning of the next paragraph, bottom of the second column, page Reish Lamed. Uveor Hainyan, Al Derech Avoda, as always within Tibot Shalom, Al Derech Avoda. What does all this mean? What is Tu B'Av? What does it do Al Derech Avoda? What does it do in terms of my Avodas Hashem? Al Pi Ma'amar HaKatuv, the Pasuk which says, Sh'u Sha'arim Roshechem, you can already start to smell, you can feel already a little bit, you can feel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur coming. Al Pi Ma'amar HaKatuv, Sh'u Sha'arim Roshechem, V'inasu Pitchei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Sh'u Sha'arim Roshechem, the gates should open up, and the entryway should open themselves up, and the Melech HaKavod, the King of Glory, should come through. Ubayarnu Bazen, in a different place than Tivot Shalom explained, Sha'anim HaNoraim Inyanam HaMalchut, Hamlachat malchuto yiparach b'fchinat vayavo hamelach hakavod. That the yamim noraim, that the days of the yamim noraim, where it's amazing, we're mamish, we can still feel Tisha B'Av from last week, but we're already, now that we're past Tisha B'Av, we're looking forward, we're looking at the Tu B'Av, we're already looking towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The yamim noraim are mamish around the corner. The yamim noraim are mamish around the corner. That the idea of the yamim noraim is that it's the beginning of the Malchus. It's bringing out the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of Vayavo Melech HaKavod, that the King of Glory, the King of Honor, the King of Kavod is coming. V'kodem shemagi'im lemadregat Vayavo Melech HaKavod, but before the King of Glory can come in all of His glory, Tzrichim la'avod kodem, we first need to work on top of the next page. Tzrichim la'avor kodem, we first need to go through sha'arim. We need to go through the gates before we can get to, we can reach, we can experience the Melech HaKavod on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur. V'achar kach p'tachin yotir p'nim, and then go into more inner chambers. V'zeh su'u sha'arim moshechem, shebatchila tzrich linso l'romem et knisat ha'sha'arim. That before we can mamish experience the Melech HaKavod, we need to start to go through the sha'arim, we need to start going through the gates, one gate after another gate, to start to get to the inside, get to the inner chambers, to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ne'ashar harishon shal hayamim ha'noraim hu Tu B'Av. The first gate the first gate that we pass through on the way to reach the King of Glory, to reach Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the first gate. Kid'ita b'sefer HaKadosh B'nei Yisachar, beautiful sefer, amazing sefer, the sefer B'nei Yisachar says, B'inyan Ma'alat Tu B'Av, in terms of the greatness of Tu B'Av, Shu Arba'im Yom Kodem Chafei Elu, Kodem Chafei Elu, Yom Briat HaOlam. That Tu B'Av is 40 days from this Wednesday. 40 days from Tu B'Av is Chaf Hei Elul. 40 days from Tu B'Av is the 25th day of the month of Elul. What's the significance of the 25th of Elul? The 25th of Elul is the day of the creation of the world. According to Chazal, what we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah is not the first day of Shivat Yimei Bereshit, of Shivat Yimei Bereshit. What we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah is the creation of man on the seventh day. 7 days before that, 7 days before, 6 days before Rosh Hashanah is the 25th day of Elul. That's the beginning of Shivat Yimei Bereshit. And so on Tu B'Av, we're 40 days before the beginning of creation. What's the significance of being 40 days before the beginning of creation itself? The Aldera Shamru Chazal, because as Chazal say, Arba'im Yom Kodem Yitzirat Havlad Machrizim Bat Ploni Leploni, that 40 days before an embryo becomes a viable fetus, meaning at the moment of conception, before, meaning even just from the moment of conception, even before the fetus becomes viable, the second the conception happens and there's life, there's the spark of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, this person's going to be for this person. They're, all people are matched up from the moment of conception. Kach b'chamisha asar ba'av. So too, we're now 40 days before the creation of the world. 40 days before the world comes into form. And therefore, now at the moment of the conception of the new year, now we're calling out. Kach b'chamisha asar ba'av machrizim al hanisuin kiviyachot shal kadosh baruch hu v'yisrael. It's the cry out. On this day, just 2 days from now, there's going to be a call from Shemayim that says, Klal Yisrael is set aside to be married to a kadosh baruch hu. 40 days before Chafei Elul. Shezo tachlit ha-briya, because that's the whole purpose of creation itself. Kemo sha'amru bereshit bara Elokim, as it says, the pasuk, the opening pasuk of the Torah, bereshit bara Elokim, and Chazal or Doresh, bishvil Yisrael shenikru'u reshit, meaning mazet bereshit, bishvil reshit, for the rachis, for that which is considered rachis, was the whole of creation. What's rachis? What's the first? What's the origin? What's not the origin? What's the first? What's the primary piece of creation? Klal Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael shnikru reshit. Uvishvil Torah shnikra reshit. And because of the Torah which is called reshit. The world is created for Torah. The world is created for Klal Yisrael. As deeper sources in Chazal say, because it's all one. Kuchbrichu, Klal Yisrael, the Torah, it's all one. It's all expressions of the same reality. The Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. And what happens in the end is always what's first in thought. It's a deep concept from Lechadodi, which has to permeate everything that we do. Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. That which comes out last was always first in thought. Kilo, if a person goes and they want to build a house, right? So what do? So they go and they chop down a tree. Was their goal to chop down a tree? No, their goal is to build a house. So they chop down the trees, you find the wood, you build the house. The house came last. Does that mean it's the least significant? No. The house comes last, which that means every single thing that happened until the building of the house was only meant for the building of the house. That which is last indeed, the last thing that happens indeed, reveals what the original thought was in the first place. It reveals what the kavana was from the very beginning. And so when Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu come together, it reveals that that was the whole goal from the very beginning. The whole goal was to get us together from the very beginning. V'sof ma'aseh b'machshava t'chila, v'abra'im yom kodem yitzirat ha-valad, alu Yisrael b'machshava l'itchatim k'viyachlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And 40 days before, so to speak, we even become formed. There's the machshava, there's the original machshava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect himself to Klal Yisrael. The zivug between, the connectivity between, the union between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimsa shebachamisha asar ba'av yoredet ha'ara hazot shel hatchalat bechinat ha'achitun shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. What comes out of this is that on Tu Ba'av, the light, the beginning of the light of the union between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael begins to light up. Uvazem evu'ar ma shechazal kav'u yom ze le'inyanei zivugin. That's why this day is a day that's all about matching people up. It's all about zivugin. It's all about unifying people together. It's all about bringing together a husband and a wife. Because this whole day is about, it's when the first zivug was called out. It's the zivug of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamish a day of zivugin on high and a day of zivugin below, of matching people up, of matching pairs up. That even also we see in the things that come out in terms of the essence of Tuba Av, on the moments that brought out Tuba Av, that the Shvatim were allowed to marry each other again. It's all about unifying together. It's all about coming together in marriage. Binyam was allowed to come back and reunify and become part of Klal Yisrael once again. All this bringing out the fact that on high, there's the beginning of the connectivity between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. Ubeorinyan Betsy Amim Elu, Chamishasar Ba'av Yom Kippurim. And in terms of these days of Tu Ba'av and Yom Kippur, Dine HaKiyum Shel Am Yisrael, VaKesher Shelahem Yimekarash Baruch, that the Kiyum of Am Yisrael, the whole continuation of Klal Yisrael, and their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyusad Alhani Train Samche Kshot. It's founded upon these two truths, these two realities, Torah ve'avoda, the realities of Torah and Avoda, Vavoras Hashem and Tefillah. Shal Yadam Mitkayemet Advikut Pashem, that Torah and Tefillah, Torah and Avoda, would bind us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukid'ita Sheh Torah Kedosha, He connected Vav Shebishem Havaya Baruch Hu, that it's brought down that the Torah itself is like the Vav in the name Yud Ke Vav Ke. In the name Yud Ke Vav Ke, the Torah is like the Vav. Shebichinat Vav Chibor Hamechaberet Et He Ilaa She connected Kutshabrichu Lehe Tata She Shchite Dahainu Knesset Yisrael. Without getting into the Kabbalah here that I don't understand, that it's that the idea here of in Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud is the origin point, is the source that's above and beyond. You have the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey. There's the upper Hey, Ki'ilu like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to the lower Hey, which is like the Shechina, which is Klal Yisrael. When we live up to it, we're mamish, we're bringing a connectivity of the Shechina. And what connects the Shechina, what connects Klal Yisrael to that upper Hey of Kiviyachu like Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the Vav? Vav is always connects things. Ani ve'ata. He ve'at, right? The Vav always connects things. So what's the Vav that's between the two Hays? What's the Vav Achibor? What unifies the two Hays? What unifies the Hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and the Hay of the Shechina unifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael? That Vav Achibor, Yudke Vavke, that Vav is the Torah itself. The Torah is the Vav Achibor. The Torah is what unifies us and binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and binds HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. V'atchalat achibor bin Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael hu al yedei Torah, and the beginning of the unification between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is all through the Torah. K'mo sh'amru Chazal say Masechet Brachot al pasuk Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov, that Moshe commanded Moshe gave us the Torah. I mean, Moshe commanded us the laws of the Torah. Morasha kilat Yaakov. It's an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. But the Gemara says, no. Don't read it as an inheritance. It's not just an inheritance. Al tikri morasha ela meorasa. It's the binding. It's the engagement. It's the erusin. It's the union between a Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. Hayu shi bechinat erusin min shekabiv v'Yisrael. That this is what binds us in marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bifchinat bat ploni leploni, like 4 years before, the embryo becomes a fetus, and it says, daughter of so-and-so will be for so-and-so. Al yidei koach ha-Torah, it's all coming from the Torah that's binding everything together. V'alkei nashar harishon shel chamisha asar ba'av, huzman shel koach ha-Torah. This day of Tu Ba'av is kulo Torah. This day of Tu Ba'av is mamish kulo Torah. Tisha Ba'av, we couldn't learn anything. A few days later, Tu Ba'av, it's kulo Torah. We come back, we almost bounce back, and it's cool Torah. Kivo matchilim arba'im yom kodem yitzirat avalad. There's where we have the 40 days before the fetus fully forms. Asher behem mitchilat b'chinat erusim b'gushavi Yisrael. That's mamish the erusim. It's the beginning of the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uv'chinat erusim shu al yidei koach ha-Torah. That erusim which is enacted, the document that binds us together, which is the Torah. The al tikrei morasha elam orasa. Don't just call it an inheritance. Call it an erusim. Call it an engagement. Call it a binding, a union between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inyan Yom Kippurim hu shleimut hadvikut al yidei avodat Hashem. And Yom Kippur is the completion of that union through avodas Hashem. The Avod Hashem, the Tefillah, a day kulo Tefillah of Yom Kippur. That's where we mamish bring the full union together. We start with the Vavachibor, the Torah that binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Tu B'Av, and that's the Erusin, and mamish, the whole thing comes together. The whole union comes together on Yom Kippur. That's the end of the process, where we mamish bind together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fully can become married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Avodah, through the Tefillah of Yom Kippur. Umishum hachi, lo hayu, top of the next column. Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael ke'elu bet hayim. There are no days like Klal Yisrael, like for Klal Yisrael, like these 2 days. Mikevan sh'al yidei b'vchinat bet hayamim, meisig Yehudi et ha-dvikut ba'Hashem. Through these 2 days, a Jew achieves dvikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'vchinat zivug ila'a, in the context of this zivugin, this union up above. V'zeu perush, shabahem benot Yerushalayim, shelo amru benot Yisrael, elo benot Yerushalayim. That's what it means when the Chazal speak, every word they pick is meticulously chosen. If it says that on this day the benot Yerushalayim go out, why dafka the benot of Yerushalayim? What does it mean, the benot of Yerushalayim? Shelo amru benot Yisrael. It doesn't say the daughters of Yisrael, it says the benot of Yerushalayim. Elo benot Yerushalayim. Lorot al pnimiyut hakavana, to show the depth of the intent here. Shebenot Yerushalayim miromaz al Knesset Yisrael, that the Benos Yerushalayim is hinting to Shebenot Yerushalayim miromaz al Knesset Yisrael, that the Benot Yerushalayim are hinting to Knesset Yisrael, are connected to Klal Yisrael. Shnishmot Yisrael machinim asman liot ruulim lefginat zivug elyon v'hatach. That this is bringing out the desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of the marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bivchinat ma'amar ha-katuv, like the pasuk that says, V'atem ha-dvekim ba-Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayom, just from this last week's parsha, from Parshat Va'eschanan. And you who are davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're truly alive today. Shezeu kol tachlit ha-briyah, this is the whole goal of creation. She Yisrael yu dvukim ba-Hashem Baruch Hu, that we should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvahen benot Yerushalayim haynu Klal Yisrael. So then the dafka, the daughters of Yerushalayim, the innermost place of Klal Yisrael, meaning dafka Klal Yisrael itself, yotzot beklei lavan shu'olim, they go out in these borrowed white clothing, shlo levayish et mi she'ein lo, they would mamish borrow clothes from each other. Why? Because they didn't want, the chas v'shalom, they didn't want to embarrass anyone. Right? It's a whole different thing. Right now, we go to borrow clothes from each other because we wore this something yesterday, we want to dafka show off, we want to look better, so we want to borrow somebody else's clothing. It's a mamash look different than we did yesterday. That's not why they would go out and borrow. They were kol l'shem shemayim. They're going and they're borrowing clothing from each other. So nobody would know who has and who doesn't have. Because that's not what's important in life. It's not about the haves and the have-nots. That's not what's going to make the right zivug. That's not what's going to create a true union. That's not the most important thing of what life is all about. And they would dafka go and borrow from each other. So you had no idea who owned what. If a girl had a gorgeous dress, she means she borrowed from a very wealthy person, but you had no idea what she had or what she didn't have. And they would all borrow from each other. Haynu misha kashilo ma'od shura.
That's on a pshat level. But on a drash level, what does it mean? It means that dafkan Tu B'Av, we go out and we all ask from each other. We're all going to go and trying to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe I'm poor. I'm poor in my Avodas Hashem. I'm poor in my Shmiras HaMitzvot. So I go and, on Tu B'Av, I go and I borrow from my friend. Can I borrow your mitzvah? Can I borrow your Torah? Can I borrow the way that you look in Avodas Hashem? I may be very far away, so I'm going to ask you for help. Can you help me in my avodah Hashem? Can you help me in my Torah and my avodah? Umaha you omrot, and what did they say? Bachor, son einecho reit. You know, to these young men, go raise up your eyes and see. Al titin einecha benoi, don't look at beauty v'chule. Shisrael omrim l'kadosh baruch hu. Ain banu me'uma, don't, yeah, okay, fine, I'm not so beautiful. I made mistakes this year, so I'm not so great. I did a lot of averas. So I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddikas, I'm very far from it. I've made so many mistakes. But I want to start building the new year now. I want to start walking through those gates now. Patach lanu sha'ar be'et p'tichat sha'ar. We open up a gate by we want to understand the gates to begin to open up. You know, of all years, this year, you know, the everybody, it's on everybody's lips. You know, Bezrat Hashem 2020 will end soon, right? There's no such thing as 2020. 2020 doesn't exist. We're in 5780. 5780 was meant to be a year of challenge. And it's okay that so many of us want to look towards 5781. That we mamish, we're ready for a new year. But just like there's no 2020, There's no New Year's. There's no New Year's Eve where everybody goes out with pritzas and drinking and food and all of the things that have nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. And they go out and do and indulge in physicality as they stand around a ball that drops to mark something new that just happened. What do they do to bring about the new year? Nothing. They stop their lives. They take a day off. They do nothing. They stop their lives. They indulge in physicality. And they wait for the new year to come. Jews do the opposite. Whenever you see the secular world do something, ask, what does a Jew do? Jews, as Jews, we look to the new year. We don't indulge in physicality. We regret our mistakes. We strive to do better. We don't take on New Year's resolutions on Rosh Hashanah. We don't take on New Year's resolutions on Yom Kippur. We work to become better people from Tu B'Av. We do avoda to bring about a new year l'tova. And anybody in this world who doesn't want a better year next year, there's something wrong with them. We all want something new. We all want something better. We're all struggling our own ways this year. How does that new year come? It doesn't come by waiting out 2020. It comes by doing the avoda to bringing about a nechama, to bring about a new perspective, to bring about a new avoda, to bring about a tikkun in 5781, in Tafshin Pei Aleph. That's how it happens. And it starts with Tu B'Av. It really started with Tisha B'Av, to recognize the severity of our sins and our mistakes, that when negative things happen in the world, we're the ones who bring it about. And now we start the process of trying to claw our way back. Now is when we start pounding on the gates. Don't wait till Elul Zman. Who knows here when Elul Zman's even going to begin? It might be tomorrow and it might be a month and a half from now. I still don't know when yeshivas and seminaries are opening. So don't wait for Elul Zman. Nobody knows when Elul Zman's coming. Don't wait for slichos, especially if you're Ashkenazi, if we're week-old Ashkenazim, and we only do it a week before. The smart ones are doing it a month before. So don't wait for slichos. Definitely don't wait for Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait for Yom Kippur to start doing Al Chetz for the first time and think about the previous year. We start banging down the gates today. When we show up on Yom Kippur, yeah, we're going to be dressed in white. Yeah, we're going to put on our kittels. Yeah, we're going to put on our Yom Kippur finest. Yeah, we're going to do everything right. When we show up at Yom Kippur, we show up, Bezrat Hashem. We show up, so to speak, with bloody hands. We show up having banged on those gates for 40 days. For 45 days, banging on those gates. Clawing our way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schwitzing and dirty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. He knows we're not Malachim. If we're going to be bloody and schwitzing and dirty, let it be bloody and schwitzy and schwitzing and dirty because we worked to get to Him. There are so many other things in this world that we sweat over. There are so many times in this world where we really put ourselves in the mud. Now's the time. Bang on the gates. Claw them open. Let your voice be hoarse by Yom Kippur because you've been screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu since Tu B'Av. You've been dancing. You've been dancing in the vineyards of Shemayim since Tu B'Av, looking to get close to and marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is when it starts. It starts now. There's no Av Zman. Tisha B'Av is over. We're done with Chorban. We're on to Binyan. We're on to a Binyan of Beit HaMikdash. We're on to a Binyan of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're on to a Binyan of Dveikus. We're on to a Binyan of Ashana Chadasha. A chiddush of a whole new year. Where does it come from? Where's the koach? Where does it come from? It comes from the avoda that we're doing right now. Today and tomorrow and Tu B'Av 2 days from now, we start to break through those gates. Think of all the pressure that so many of us feel so many years when we get to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm not ready. I haven't prepared. I didn't. There's no excuse now. For the 13 of us here, 13 Gematria Ahava, 13 Gematria Achad, for the 13 of us here, and for all of you who are listening online, this right now, this is the beginning. There's no excuse to feel like we got to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and we weren't prepared. We're together hearing the cry of the Nesivos Shalom, the cry of the Bnei Yisachar. The Zivug is happening 2 days from now. The Shidduch's 2 days from now. And if you have ever met anybody in your life who's been engaged, they've never floated through it. They've never skimmed through it. They've thrown their whole lives into that engagement. They throw their whole lives into preparing for the wedding day. That starts now. That's what's going to make the wedding the day that it is, and it'll be a beautiful wedding day, but much, much more important, that's what will make the marriage that it needs to be. That hachana starts now. That preparation starts now. The zivug starts now. The engagement's in 2 days. And we need to go and celebrate, and then work, and work, and work, to mamish bring about a whole new reality, a whole new year.
There was a question in the bottom. Somebody asked, I thought that's what Shavuos and Simchas Torah is. Shavuos and Simchas Torah are not the same thing. Simchas Torah is the end of that process that needs to be understood, and Be'ezrat Hashem on the other chat there will be Shirim, that the very important Shirim about what is Simchas Torah, how does it complete this process. But we're nowhere, halavai, we get into Tu B'Av. We've got a long road ahead of us. We've got Tu B'Av into Elul Zman, into Rosh Hashanah, into Yetzer Hasamei Tshuva, into Yom Kippur, into Sukkot, into Hashanah Rabbah, then Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. We've got a long road ahead of us, so we'll get to Simchas Torah. And Shavuot, yes, we need to understand the balance between Yom Kippur and Shavuos, in terms of Yom Kippur being the chatunah of getting Luchot Shniyot and the actual Matan Torah of Shavuos. That's a great point, and one needs to understand the balance of those two things 100%. But at least Simchas Torah we'll get to. We have to build there. It's going to take us time. This is only the first step in a very, very long process. Next column, V'al Pi Zed, the last column on page Reish Lamed Aleph. Based on this, we can understand the connection between Tu B'Av and the necessity on Tu B'Av to begin to be mechazek in Limud Torah. The Gemara, Rashi brings this out. If you see the Gemara there, Rashi is very, very... it's a very esoteric, very odd, and very frightening Gemara there that says that a person really needs to start learning more, starting from Tu B'Av. See the Gemara in Rashi there, in Ta'anit, which you quoted from before. Ukemosha amru sham od the Gemara. He's going to quote it anyway. As the Gemara says, Tanya. So we're going to read the Gemara together. Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Omer mechamishasar ba'av ve'elach tashash kocha shel chama. So one of the other things that happens on Tu B'Av, we have to understand the depth of what this means. So Rabbi Elazar Gadol says that on the 15th day of Av, from that point on, the sun begins to weaken. We've already passed the peak of the summer, and the sun begins to weaken from Tu B'Av forward. And because of that, they wouldn't cut any more trees for the pyre on the that would keep the fire going on the Mizbeach, because they wouldn't dry out properly. So they would stop cutting the wood for the Mizbeach at that point. Amarav Minasya, Vikaru Le Yom Tavar Magal. So they would call this day Tavar Magal. Mikan Ve'elech Man De Mosif Yosif De Lomosif Yasif. So this is the sort of esoteric line. Again, you can take a look at him. He's probably gonna, I assume he's going to quote Rashi or talk about it. But he says, Mikan Ve'elech, from then on, Man De Mosif Yosif De Lomosif Yasif. From then on, one who adds will be added, and one who doesn't add will be Yasif. Very esoteric, clearly a play on words and a very esoteric line in the Gemara. Does he get into what it is? I believe Rashi there says something to the effect of, again, it's a very cryptic Gemara and a very interesting Rashi, Deman Demosif Yosef, that he who adds on Torah learning from Tu B'Av on, Yosef will gain, I think, years of their life, if I'm correct from Rashi there. Udilomosif, and one who doesn't add hours of learning as the summer wanes and the nights begin to get longer, one who doesn't add nighttime Torah learning as we pass the peak of summer and the night times begin to get longer, it's very scary. It says, Yasif, that person will be gathered in, that person will die early. Whatever that means. Again, that's Rashi's pshat on a very esoteric line of the Gemara about Tu B'Av, which is an esoteric day in and of itself. Ayin Sham in the Gemara, in Rashi, in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, in the Chassidut, whoever you want, but there's a lot to unpack there. Let's see how where he goes in terms of understanding this. Umash Mashat Tu B'Av, Hu Ayom HaGavua B'Yotir Shel Torah. The Tu B'Av is this great day of Torah. Bomach Rizin Man Demosif Belimu Torah Mosif on Lashon Chaya. Again, I assume he's quoting Rashi here. That it's called out on this day that one who adds on Limud Torah from Tu B'Av on, then there will be more years in their life. Their mamish adding on years to their life. Uman de Lomosif, and a person who doesn't, Hechmiru Be'on Sho Ad Kidekach Rachman Litzlan, their punishment will be tremendous. Rachman Litzlan, he doesn't even say what it is. I said what it is. He doesn't say what it is. That a person Lo Alina will be gathered in early, will die early. Rachman Litzlan. V'lech Oratzarich Be'or Ma'inyan Hachrazah Zol Yom.
Yom Chamisha Asar Rav. What does it do with Tu B'Av? What does it have anything to do with Tu B'Av Bechlal? Achim Kimavuar Sheba Chamisha Asar Ba'av Mitoreret Bechinat Erusin Bin Gutshabrich V'Yisrael. But we can understand that now, because on Tu B'Av, it's calling out of the engagement between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yidei HaTorah, which comes about through the Torah. There's no way for the finite to connect to the infinite. There's no way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that happen? The impossible comes through the Torah. The Torah is the means to the end of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the impossible union of the finite and the infinite, the impossible union of the created and the creator. That happens through the Torah. That's the guidebook of how to do that. Shekol ahiz dav ahiz davgut. Not even sure that's a really rude word. That all of the unionness that comes about, v'ha erusin, and the engagement, bin kushabrichu v'yisrael, him al yidei koach ha-Torah, it all comes about through the koach of Torah. V'chamisha sar ba'av hu ha-yom ha-miyuchad b'shana sh'yudit tzarich li'tabek ba'ashem al yidei koach ha-Torah. And Tu B'Av is one, is this unique day where a Jew needs to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically through the koach of Torah. All of the life of Klal Yisrael, all the life that we have, we talked about this last week in Parshat Vetchanan, all of the life that we have comes from our dvekut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, truly have life. Lachin machrizim az mandemosif yosif. That's why we cry out on Tu B'Av. Those who add hours of learning to their days from Tu B'Av on, will mamash add life. Add not even just years to life. They'll add life to their years. They'll add chiyus. They'll add mamish life to their reality, because they're bringing Torah, they're bringing Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bach, the tree of life, to those who hold on to it. Demand Yosef Yosef, demand Lo Yosef Yasif. Sheyom Zehu Hasha'ar Shel Torah. This day is the gateway to Torah. Lefi Zeh Mivuar Gam Mashakatuv Rabbeinu Gershom Bevei'or Divrei HaGemara Ha'elu. So you can understand the words of Rabbeinu Gershom and how he explains the Gemara that we just read from Ta'anit. Shekol Zman Shayu Kortim. Top of the next page. Shekol Zman Shayu Kortim Eitzim Lema'aracha Haya Bitul Torah. That as long as they were out there going and chopping down the trees, so that it was Mevatel Torah. You couldn't learn Torah because you were busy chopping down trees. V'kevan shetash kocha shel chama pasku milichrot etzim lemaracha. When the sun would begin to weaken, they would stop chopping down the trees. U'mikan ve'ilach mosifin lasok b'Torah. So they had the ability to go and learn more Torah because they weren't out there in the forest chopping down the trees. V'alkach asu yom zeli yom tov kevan shemachlim laosif limutarah. Mamash, understand where they were coming from, he says. Meaning, just in that they were able to now stop. They were cutting down the trees for the Beis HaMikdash. They were cutting down the trees for the Mizbeach. It was a tremendous avoda. But they still made a Yom Tov on Tu B'Av because they got to learn more Torah from now on. Because they got to learn more Torah from Tu B'Av on. V'lechora harei kritat etzim l'maracha yavodak dosha. Like we just said. L'chora, I mean, the cutting down of these trees for the fire is a tremendous avoda. It's a holy avoda. Umash amash imsa shepasku mi'avoda. So what joy was there in stopping to do avoda for the Beis HaMikdash? El lefi sheyom Tu B'Av washar shel Torah shal yadam mitkarvim al sheirach. But since Tu B'Av is the gateway to Torah, and through that we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayikar bo lehosif kama sheyotir b'limud Torah dafka. And it's all about adding as much Torah as we can. That's what binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph from Reish Lamed Bet. Umishum kach Yom Zeh Hu Ashar HaRishon LiYamim HaNoraim. This day is the first gate. It's the first gate to the Yamim Noraim. The Yamim Noraim start now. The days of awe start now. Bo Matchilim Arba'im HaYamim Shal Yitzirat HaShana HaChadasha. That's where we begin the 40 days that are going to lead to, they're going to give birth to the new year. V'niftach shar liyudi la'atchil lehitkonen liyamim ha'noraim livnot et ha'shana ha'chadasha. Now is when we can begin to prepare for the Yamim Noraim and to begin to build. We can lay the foundation and the groundwork for the new year. We're laying the groundwork and the foundation for Tafshin Pe'alef right now. From Tu B'Av on, that's when we start digging out the hole. That's when we start widening it. We start measuring it. We start pouring the foundation. That starts from Tu B'Av. V'ashar ha-sheni hu rosh chodesh elul shu'arba'im yom kodem yom ha-kippurim. And the second gate, that's rosh chodesh elul, just a few weeks from now, is rosh chodesh elul, 40 days before Yom Kippur itself, meaning kilo, the first of elul is 40 days before Yom Kippur. We're now 40 days before Chafei Elul, and then comes rosh chodesh elul, and we're 40 days before Yom Kippur. Everything is the next gate, the next gate, the next gate. Uveda she'arim hem tkufot shel arba'im yom, and each one of these is a reality of 40 days. 40 days before. Kemo shematzinu etzel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, shebechol pa'am she'ala limarom lekabel ha'torah hayashem arba'im yom, that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, every time he went up to receive the Torah, how long was he there for? 40 days. Because 40 days is the preparation necessary. 40 days is the preparation necessary to truly be makabel something, to create something, to transform something. V'lechora, hare b'marom, lo shayach inyan shel zman. Up in the upper realms, there's no concept of time. V'ein chiluk ben yom o sha'a o rega l'arba'im yom. There's no difference between an hour to a second to 40 days up on high. Uma utzrach Moshe v'in l'arba'im yom. What do you need 40 days for? Ela Torah melamedet lanu bazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it this way to teach us something. Everything is just to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us, he's speaking to us, he's teaching us that through those 40 days, shebichdei la'agia la'madriga gvoha biyoter, le'ela u'le'ela mikol dargin l'kabel ha'Torah mi'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mamish reach the highest of heights, to mamish get, be mekabel the Torah. How does that happen? Af Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom al-pidar gato ha'al-yonah ya'tzarik l'zakech atzmo b'silodin arba'im yom. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, had to go for 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Torah. We need those 40 days. Ulid kadesh sheyeh ra'ui lekabel at hazrah, to be mekadesh, to be received the Torah, to purify oneself, to sanctify oneself to receive the Torah. V'al derech zeh hu inyan beta she'arim sheshnehem arba'im yom. And these are the two gates that are each 40 days. Tu ba'av, hu arba'im yom kodem yitzirat ha'olam. Tu ba'av is 40 days before the creation of the world. V'rosh chodesh Elul is 40 days before Yom Kippur. U'kishem she'tu ba'av hu ashar shel Torah, just like Tu ba'av is the gateway of Torah, kach ashar ha'sheni rosh chodesh Elul, rosh chodesh Elul itself, shu arba'im yom kodem yom kippurim, which is 40 days before Yom Kippur, yom ha'avoda, shu madriga gvoha biyoter shel avodat Hashem. Kilu, the gateway of Torah is on Tu ba'av, and the gateway of avoda and tefillah is rosh chodesh Elul. Top of the next column. Harehu ashar shel avoda, sheba arba'im yom kodem lachein, mitchelet ha'achana shel avoda. That from rosh chodesh Elul begins the true depth of achana of tefillah. Again, that's why the Sfardim get it right. It really begins the avoda, the mamish, the avoda of tefillah and slichos, and these things, taking them seriously, to get into tefillah. So if we're at lo'alinu for Ashkenazi, so if we go at least on Rosh Chodesh Elul to start to daven with more kavana, if we haven't been putting on tals and tefillin, putting on tefillin every day, to start putting on tefillin every day, if you've only been davening shachris, not shachris, and mincha, maybe to add mincha, and you know what? Maybe not even to add mincha, you should, but not even to add mincha, but to intensify and to increase our kavana in the tefillahs that we say. It's not just about adding. It's not just about adding quantity. It's about adding quality. It's not just about saying more tefillahs and being yotzei more tefillahs. It's being machnis into more tefillahs. It's about getting into more tefillah. Already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Second to last paragraph. V'alpi ha'amor, mivu'ara pasuk, tse'ena ura'ena v'gomer. And now we can understand this pasuk, which the Mishnah quotes, that the daughters of Zion would go out to see the king, to see King Shlomo with the crown that he was given on the day of his wedding and the day of his joy. So what does this mean? Hamuvav Mishnah Bet Yamim b'yom chatunato, the day of the wedding, zematan Torah. That's what the Gemara says. Mirumaz al chamishas ba'av, that's Tu ba'av. That wedding day, that erusin, the beginning of the wedding, that's Tu ba'av. Because the whole union between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all coming through the Torah. B'v'chinat ha'nisuin bin kushdubicha v'Yisrael yidei ha'Torah. V'yom Tu ba'av hu ashar shel Torah. And Tu ba'av is the gateway of Torah. U'v'yom simchat libo zebinyan beit hamikdash. And the day of the joy of the heart is the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the Beis HaMikdash all about? It's all about avoda. And what's avoda? Avoda is tefillah. That's all Yom Kippur. Mirumaz al Yom Kippurim, that's all about Yom Kippur. Yom Avodat Hashem, the day of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. Zeinyan Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash is all about. Makom Avodat Hashem. V'lachin hikdim chamishasar ba'av Yom Kippurim, that's why Tu Ba'av comes before Yom Kippur. Ki hashar harishon shel hashana chadasha, the first gate to the new year, shetorah hi achana rishna, that the first preparations that we need to do is to reconnect to Torah. Is to reconnect to Torah. That's what we need to do. So many of you here, were just spent a year, you're Shana Aleph in Israel, B'shat Mila B'shana Bet, even if you don't, even if you're going on to college, even if you're going on to work, and whatever it is, the summertime is a very challenging time. You go through a whole year of learning and learning and learning and learning, and then suddenly you leave and it stops. And Baruch Hashem, you're still here and we're still learning together. Unfortunately on Zoom, but fortunately on Zoom, because you wouldn't have been there either way. So we're still learning together on Zoom at least once a week. We're still staying connected to Torah, but now's the time to look back and think about how much Torah you learned day in and day out in Shana Aleph. And start bringing that back into your life. Not like Shana Aleph, in the new life that you lead post your year in Israel. If you're coming back Shana Bet, don't come back Shana Bet and start learning like Shana Aleph, Chas V'Shalom. Start learning like a Shana Better. If you're somebody who during the beginning of the COVID crisis, you were mechazik yourself, and you learned more Torah because you had more time. You listened to more audio shirim. You went to Zoom tefillas. You went to Zoom shirim. You listened to audio shirim on YU Torah, on Torah Anytime, on OU Torah, on all these places. And now that the world has opened up, even though it had no business opening up. But now that the world has opened up, you're out and you're out working and doing things again, and you're out in camps and doing this and that, whatever it is. So you're not learning as much as you were. That was a little bit of a taste to get out of your shot. The world stopped, and many of us began to learn again. Now we have to do it through work. We have to re-enter the gateway of Talmud Torah. We have to bring Torah back into life. Called the Mosif Yasif. Anybody who adds Torah now, we're mamash adding chias to our lives. We're adding chayim, we're adding life to our life. Now's the time to look back at those moments. Whether it was the beginning of Corona, whether it was your own Shana Aleph, whether it was last year, when it was Shana Aleph. Looking back, summer's always very hard for me. I do a lot of prep, and I learn a lot during the summer. It's not the same as when I'm learning and teaching guys and girls for, you know, like 15 hours a day. Even I don't learn as much over the summer. It's not possible to keep it going in that same way. So start looking back and saying, okay, what have I missed? And how do I reconnect? And how do I get back with the Torah? That's the first shahr to get back to a Kadosh Baruch. Uvara'im yom elu tzarich lahaniach et ha'yisod l'chayim haruchaniim. During these 40 days, we need to set the foundation, our spiritual foundation, for the entire Shana haba'a alinu l'tova. Al yidei she'yikdashem l'torah v'avad Hashem. Through coming back to Torah, through coming back to Avodah. Last paragraph. V'inyan ze shayach b'chol ha'shana. And this goes all year round. That every year is totally unique. Like a small world and its own creation. Every year is totally unique. Tavshin Pei Aleph will be nothing like Tavshin Pei, which we know is nothing like Tavshin Sarech, whatever it was. Tavshin Sarech, whatever it was before Tavshin Pei. Right? Tavshin Ayin Tet. Right? They're totally different. It's a whole Bria Chadasha. The Alpia Kavanot, Kol Sidreha Chanot Shal Yamim Noraim, Bivchinat Nisira Vidormatia, Vidormita, Vechol Aninim Shiyu Briata Olam, Mitchadshi Bechol Shana Vashana. Every single aspect of creation is Mitchadesh in the new year. Vayoshakol Shana Hi Yitzira Chadashat Shachim Livnota. That every year is something new that we need to be part of building. Open up the gates and let the King of Glory come through. First comes the gates, and then the doors of the entryways. Those are the Yaminorim. Through all of that comes the Melech Hakavod. To cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it all starts with the sha'arim. It all starts with the gates. To begin building this new year. So we can understand this phrase. Open up the gates. Which is talking about the gates of the mind. Which is talking about Torah. And opening up the entryways. Is opening up the entryways of the heart. Which is opening up our heart to tefillah. Through opening up the mind to Torah and the heart. It's fila. Yavo melech hakavod. That's what will bring the melech hakavod. Shezeikara avodash yiminorim, which is what the whole yiminorim are all about. Bezrat Hashem, we have an incredible opportunity. So few people, myself included, and even now I still don't understand what Tuvav is about. We know it's a special day. We don't understand. We have a little bit. Baruch Hashem and Nesivo Shalom give us a little bit of a taste. That this is the beginning of the Zivug, this is the beginning, it's the cry out of the union between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, to prepare ourselves for Tu B'Av, to get ready for Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, when that goes, we go in Mamish, we go and ask through all, in all of the poverty of our mitzvot and our Torah learning. We ask for help from our friends, like the girls would ask for to borrow clothing from each other. We should ask for help from each other. Help to learn, help to daven, to mechazik. The mechazik dafkan limutora, which is the vav, which is mechaber, which unites us with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, lechazik our limud Torah, to break through the sha'arim of Talmud Torah, to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bezrat Hashem, by beginning the Amim Noraim now as they should be, by living up to Tu B'Av, by connecting to the Zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by increasing our Talmud Torah, by increasing our learning of Torah and bringing it into our lives, by increasing the Chaim that comes along with it, Bezrat Hashem, we should bring life into the world, life into ourselves, Chibor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that lay the foundations for the most incredible Tufshin Pei Aleph that could be a year of Nechama, a year of Yeshua, a year of Tefillah, a year of Avoda, a year of Dveikut, a year of being able to just benachat, be able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn with each other, and to learn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Bezrat Hashem, we have the koach to be able to start mamish right now. Everybody should have a Tu B'Av Sameach, to go out and sing and dance in the fields, in the vineyards together, and to be able to unify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Shkoach, everybody.